Explosive Tech Podcast, everyone. I'm Nick, and we have pre-orders, and woo!
You know, Nick, we've been getting complaints in the comment section. It's mainly that you're talking way too quietly, and you're not very energetic. So we were hoping you could kind of, you know, pump it up a little
Don't
bit
worry,
this episode,
I'll be more
if possible.
Because I'm
Man, he's so chill. He's so mellow today. Anyways,
it's
did you guys get your orders in?
Oh my!
Everybody, get your pre-orders.
Let me
done?
Tell you something. I purposely had a. I'm laying in bed, crusty-eyed open, getting on the little pre-order stream you're doing. Just so like, I need to wake up, and I just see you so like. What time did you wake up, Drew? Because you're like, oh yeah, no, I can really see.
Oh, I was up at 3:30.
Oh my goodness! Jeez. I'm sitting here like, kill me.
Not by choice. I woke up and I couldn't fall back to sleep.
That was
I
me
set
today.
My alarm for 4. What's that?
That was me today.
Oh yeah. 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 Sometimes I have a hard time staying asleep. I don't think it's a major thing. This is why I don't care about sleep tracking. It's like, I know I slept bad. I get it.
Thank you,
but,
Apple.
Yeah, no, it was fun. We had a great time in the live stream and everything. It's a fun tradition.
Let's go around the table because I'll admit I don't know which one you got, Nick, so I'll start with me. I got iPhone 12 Pro 128 gold.
Gold? Whoa, we're talking about the mini. What the heck?
Pre-order
you
for
can't
this
get the
one.
Mini.
Yeah, we're talking about. I'm not talking about the one I'm keeping, but the one we pre-ordered.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
what have we ordered
for review. For review.
Okay. This is because COVID has shut down all the stores and we can't go
exactly.
Hold them in
person. Yeah. So okay. This is That's me getting it. My hands on time. So iPhone 12 Pro 128 gold. Drew.
I got 12 Pro 128 gig navy blue as well as the MagSafe charge puck, which should get here
Same.
As soon as tomorrow. So expect
Mine says
a Twitch
today.
Stream. He's getting his even faster.
Really?
So,
Mine
yeah,
says
we're
Monday.
They're
I
shipping
thought that
them.
Was quick. I just got the shipment notification this morning. I was going to be all proud about that.
I got the shipment for the MagSafe charger yesterday when I
really?
Pre-ordered. Like, it was that day.
Did you do
they
the
said
express
it has
delivery?
Shipped. No. Oh. I didn't even. I paid for free shipping, and it still says it's getting. I'm so glad I didn't pay for express shipping.
Today. Expect it on this date.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, so you could
wait.
If it gets delivered during recording, we can do our
live
impressions.
Ooh, live impressions. I like this idea.
There you go.
Is it out for delivery, Randy?
It says it's it will be delivered by end of day today.
That's
estimated by end of day today.
Nick is like, I don't care when it says. I said, is it
because
out
for- FedEx
from what you showed
me
it doesn't look like.
No, it's not out for
it
delivery.
It doesn't look like it's out for delivery.
The last thing it said was label was created, but that was last night or yesterday evening.
So we probably won't see it on the podcast today.
We probably
won't. Soon.
We can hope.
It's coming. When I pulled it up, it's coming from 105 miles north. So.
Well, you should just drive up there.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make a quick trip.
Yeah.
But what about you, Nick? What did you order?
So, I ordered a few things. A few of the things I'm keeping. A few of the things I'm not. I also ordered the MagSafe. I'm excited about that MagSafe charger. Very excited to see how it works and play around with it and use it as a normal Qi charger on other devices such as AirPods.
That's what I'm going to do.
Same.
Also ordered
exactly the
iPhone leather wallet in brown. So
Ooh,
I am quite excited.
Really?
That's not shipping until between November 4th and December 2nd. What the heck? That ship date slipped.
Whoa.
Eek.
Well, from what I heard,
hold
the,
on.
Merry
the
Christmas
wallet was never
going to
ship on.
Whoa, hold the show. This was like... Let me find the screenshot. This was not so late. What the heck? That shipped a month.
When I first
opened
November the 2nd. Apple Store app, the wallet was not available on launch
Same.
Day. I know that.
Yeah, it was my original one was like the 3rd through the 10th was the original date.
Okay.
And now it's the 24th
through
the
2nd. It
must be low
in supply.
Ho, Merry Christmas. Jeesh.
Yeah,
all right, yeah.
Wallet.
So I got that. I got a silver iPhone 12 Pro 128 because
silver
is amazing and the best color ever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I really need to get my hands on the blue because out of all of the phones that I'm probably going to end up getting, it's going to be a 12 mini. And yep. I'm really in love with three of the colors, and I cannot decide which one. So I figured I'd knock out one of these colors here to kind of eliminate one of the variables. And so I'm going to be getting a 12 in blue. Also,
you ordered an iPhone 12 as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. So he got a bunch.
We will have quite the unboxing. You got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. And you got that one in blue, you said? Or which one did you get it in?
In blue. Yep. So I got a blue 12.
So that means you're not expecting... that tells me your 12 mini, your final color will not be blue if you're trying it out now.
Exactly.
Your final color might be, I'm going to make another prediction. Okay. I'm gonna
maybe if he likes it.
Well, if he likes it.
I might like it.
He might like it. My prediction then will be iPhone 12 mini product red.
Ooh, you are pretty close there, Andy. So the three colors that I'm looking at are red, white, and blue.
I claimed it
because, you know, America. No, but mostly because they're the coolest colors.
Yeah, I like the those are a cool color palette. I agree.
Yeah. So I really like the blue, and I think it looks nice online, but you don't actually know until you hold it in person. I can't go to an Apple store
because
they're all closed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because, you know, stupid Rona. And
you didn't do anything for pickup.
No.
I'm just surprised they were allowing that.
For pickup?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, every iPhone I saw was available for pickup at my local store.
Interesting.
Mine did not.
I really thought Apple...
Wow.
Yeah, I really thought Apple would not encourage that this year. I thought they were going
to
say, no, just stay home.
The closest stores to me, which are still in the middle of nowhere, are not open.
Same.
You didn't
Metropolitan San Diego... none of the Apple stores, whether it was La Jolla's UTC or Fast, none of them.
So maybe it's unique to mine then.
Huh.
Maybe they're.
Maybe your population's so small they can risk it.
Like,
yeah,
only
I guess so. But
there.
I still think
they can't.
Personally, it's a bad idea. I don't see why they're willing to do in-store pickup and not have like limited press at an event or something. Like,
yeah,
sure.
I don't know. It's going to draw a crowd. It's inevitable. It doesn't matter if they're. Pickup window is at 6 p.m. or their pickup window is at 8 a.m. They're going to show up. Everybody's going to line up like they do every year. And I don't want to be a part of that, so I did not schedule any pickups. And also, I found it doesn't save me time either, because in years prior, I would, you know, get up really, really early to line up in front of the Apple store just to kind of socialize. And occasionally, someone was in the pre-order stream and said, I met you at the Apple store last year or whatever. And I was like, hey, I remember. And we go there, we line up, we pick up the phones, we finally get the codes and everything, we buy, and then by the time we drive back is usually, you know, sometime in the afternoon, which is typically when the packages get here. So it's just a lot of money and a lot of extra time spent on maybe it being an hour faster.
Yeah.
And stress, yeah. And I don't like driving. So I'm just going to wait at home for everything to show up. There's an idea. Why didn't we think of that?
I bet that would do pretty well.
Dang it!
So, yeah, but
either way.
Between the different colors, blue is looking the best on the website. But I'm afraid that that's going to be the overly popular color. And I've never been one to get the overly popular new color. And
oh, pish posh.
I know, but
who
like...
cares? Be happy, Nick.
I am going to be
I happy. Haven't either.
I'm going to be very happy
I
with
guess
my
this
product
is the first
red
time.
Or white. So
I should have...
I've always gotten... The standard color, like with the 10, I got space gray. With the 8, I got space gray. With the 10S, I got silver. I didn't get the new gold, even though that was all the rave at the time. And then the 11, everyone was on midnight green, and I stuck with silver. This is the first time I'm getting the Pacific blue. I'm getting the new color.
Okay.
But I don't plan on getting it for my phone to keep. I'm not keeping the 12 Pro. But if I do keep the Pro Max... I haven't decided. I think maybe graphite. I feel like...
Ooh, really? Just black?
I want it to look different from my current phone. I don't want silver again just because it would look too similar, and I want it to be like noticeably different.
But graphite is just another space gray. When I compared graphite to space gray iPhone 11, it's the same color. So you know what you're working with. Grab your iPhone... like 11S or... No, whichever... Well, for me, it's the 10S.
I don't have one.
I said 11S.
I don't have one.
11S. That's what feels
no,
like.
No, I don't know.
I think...
I want to see Nick's footage. Nick needs to record some royalty-free B-roll.
Of all B-roll. Of the colors.
I think they're purposely avoiding Product Red for the Pro because they know that would be the best seller.
Oh yeah,
because that's probably the one I would. I would go with a red iPhone on the. I would have gone with red this one because I loved the iPhone 8 that much when I got the Product Red iPhone 8.
I love red iPhones.
That they was look an so amazing. amazing color, and I think I should have known. Like honestly, I think like you have the watch. If you get the mini, you stick with it. You like it that much. Like I think the iPhone product 12 mini product red is going to be a beautiful phone.
Yeah,
and that's going to be an
amazing. Also, I'm opting for 256 gig, no matter what this year.
256. All right, I'm going 112. Yeah. Whatever phone. So I'm not planning on keeping these two phones because I can't.
It's probably more like 112.
But the next phone that I get in, whether it's the Pro Max or the mini, come you know the next pre-order slot, I am keeping that. And that's a big decision. I mean, a mini 128 is pretty expensive. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, with AppleCare, it's still like $1,000 with AppleCare and a couple accessories, still $1,000. So
for the people at home,
it's a nice phone.
I just want to put on record because I did some measurements. 5S is only slightly smaller than what the mini is. So if you have a 5S lying around, grab it, hold it, and this is what the iPhone 12 mini is going to feel like. It's aluminum. It's going to have the same flushed design again with the exception of the camera bump this time around.
Top and back.
Yeah. So give yourself if you have it, fill it. This is the texture. This is the size. Just slightly smaller. I did every dimension I can, except this time the screen is off screen, so it'll look more like that. And just imagine this as...
It's the SE2 we never got. Front,
it's the SE... the better biometrics, Nick. That's what that is.
Oh.
Way better than the swipe.
The SE2 Mini that we never got, Drew, is exactly why I need this phone, because I've been wanting that exact phone... Since we talked
everyone
about it
was
two
so
years ago.
Pumped about that way back in 2018. They all wanted a SE with a full screen display, and that's pretty much exactly what they did.
It's coming full circle.
This is it, and
we
that's
need to
why
come up
I
with another
it.
Concept.
That's the phone.
I'm going to keep riving. Maybe Apple's watching our videos or listening to what people want. I'm going to keep rivaling about why I want an aluminum iPhone with frosted glass.
Please.
And hopefully they'll eventually make that.
Please.
Because that would be my perfect combo. I like the frosted glass.
I don't.
I like the aluminum.
I don't care
if
for stainless
if they could combine
steel.
Those two.
An aluminum iPhone
on a Pro
with
phone.
Frosted glass? Huh.
As in
think
like iPhone 12 chassis.
I'm not a fan of that. I
no fingerprints,
like,
Nick.
Good for you.
And aluminum.
Well, I love that I can do this and it's just so sticky and grippy and...
You're about to put a case on it.
No.
The wallet case?
It's my wallet, so it's going to replace it's going to replace this.
I don't know, Nick.
Whether
it's pretty
to
grippy.
The back of my phone or not. I mean, I know.
Do the
it,
grip
it just
test.
Feels it feels more grippy, and even Randy did agree with me in person. We compared them. It did feel more grippy.
I'll disagree
agree, but
with
that
you.
Is
I
not
hopefully.
By any means a metrics of deal for me that I'd be like, "Yep, that's why I need it." Aluminum is more comfortable. I have the aluminum watch. Drew has the aluminum watch now. Aluminum.
The aluminum finish looks much more matte and consistent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't collect the oils and the fingerprints as
that
easy.
That is why
I don't
got
have to
the
polish
Silver
it.
Pro, because I really want to do a good comparison on the fingerprintability of it.
Hey,
yes, thank you. Thank you for getting that.
This is – it's aluminum, but it's rounded, and so the fingerprints are there, but they're not as obvious. It just looks like smudges.
You mean
steel. It's steel. I'm sorry. Steel. Yes. I'm going too
fast. I knew what you meant.
I knew what you meant.
But yeah, the flat panels of the 12 Pro, I'm really worried those are literally just going to have fingerprints, just like...
I think they look great on the website.
They do.
And that's...
They look too good on the website.
That's what they're meant to look good for.
That
they're
Apple
meant to
ad,
look great. Oh, yeah.
With like the
just
sunrise
the unveiling.
And the mountains and the...
Oh, yeah.
And then the stars
great.
And the rendering. And
the
renderings. That was perfect.
Yeah, it's super well done, but in person it never looks like it does on the website. And the colors, I feel like they intentionally designed the colors to be something that look different in person than they do online. So that encourages you to try out different ones or to go to the store and look at them.
Does this look green to you?
No.
Not as green as the website.
Right, and that's exactly what this is going to be, the blue. This is because I'm looking at it right now. Like, that is the exact. They rehashed the same renders from last year and just put a blue tint. They went to the tint.
I think it'll be a little
On the Photos app and moved it to the blue for warmth.
Do you think it'll be less blue than it looks on the website, or more blue?
Less blue.
Less blue. The Pro will look less blue, yeah. And the regular 11.
That's
will
what
look
I don't like
about the same.
I'm not a fan of muted colors. I don't like that. I agreed that the Twitter audience could decide the review phone color, but for something I keep, I don't. I'll try it. I might end up loving it, and maybe I'll get that one. But in the meantime, I don't like soft, like barely colors.
I want to
like
say
very saturated.
You don't like barely pink.
No,
almost blue.
You know when the 10R came out and they were showing the coral picture on the website, mm-hmm. It looked like kind of orange.
Yeah.
And then when I went to the Apple store to look at it, it looked totally pink.
Yeah, for sure.
It did not look like the website at all. I was like, oh, this is just pink.
Yeah.
I don't know why the website makes it look all orangey, but in person at least.
I think the aluminum finishes of them, so with the glass back, I think those ones will be more true to color than what we would see with the Pros and stuff like that.
Probably.
Just putting it, I guess, on record for the show, my wife agreed to get the not agree she is what she wanted. She wants that mint green. She wants that. She's eyeballing the iPad Air for the same reason.
Ooh.
And I entertain her. Like,
did she get the Air?
No. She's going to wait until after we do. She's gonna wait for a while.
Okay.
The only thing that she was kind of flip flopping about was the Apple Watch, and she's decided. Oh, yeah. She finally we sat down and we talked it out, and she's gonna go with the Silver SE, Nike. Okay.
Nice.
She's gonna get the Nike Nike band with the lime green holes, kind of like what the Pride one had, but now that's the lime green. So it's gonna go with her green phone, and then possibly the iPad Air if that's what she ends up getting down the road. She goes, what do I need an iPad for? I don't really need it, so I don't think I'm gonna get one. But if I was,
but
I
would you get the green need one. It.
She doesn't. She's very practical with her thing. She needs a watch now, so she's gonna get that watch. But with the band, it's gonna match her phone because she's a person. She'll hold on to a phone for a long period of time. Coincidentally, keynote. Bless you. Called it.
Thank you.
Yay. The day of the keynote, her 10R speaker went out.
Ooh, and that's just perfect timing.
How convenient.
It's almost like it's planned obsolescence. Apple's trying to...
But to the point that she holds onto a phone until it stops working, and she's like, this is kind of problematic now. I don't...
Well, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
After just a year?
Two years.
10R.
Oh, yeah, 2 years.
She's had it for
still,
two.
Welcome to 2020.
It's supposed to last a lot longer than that. What the heck?
I know, and normally she'd be more upset about it, but she fell in love with the 12 Mini, you know, and she wants that green. I think it's a beautiful green.
Mm-hmm.
It was between the blue, green, and red for me, but when she said green, it's like, okay, blue or red, and I'm like, I want the blue. And like I said on the last episode when we did the recap, I want the thing that reminds me closest to the slate black. And that had that little bit of a blue tint to it. This will probably be my favorite design phone out of all of them.
There's like four different blues now.
I know. Just like there's
the 10R blue. There's the 12
like,
blue.
The blues
there's
are the same.
iPad Air blue.
Look at the gold. It's the same thing for the gold.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Blue.
I was hoping we could pre-order the HomePod Mini because I would have picked up two, but. That's not it yet.
Mm.
That would have been one of my orders.
Yeah, we gotta wait.
Are you guys gonna pre-order? Are you gonna get one just to review and maybe send back or no? I'll let you guys know then. Yeah. I'll be the.
You'll be the dedicated. We're gonna check with Randy out in the field. How's that HomePod Mini holding out?
Yeah, you over how great the HomePod Mini's going.
That would be great. You have the mic and you're covering your ear because the Mini's so loud.
That's right, Drew. Hey, all right. That's right, Drew. I'm out here today looking at the HomePod.
It looks like the Air 4 is back ordered too. All the earliest deliveries are November.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Yeah.
Must be selling pretty well.
My wallet. That is so sad.
I'm sorry.
November 24th to December 2nd. It was November 3rd through.
Sometimes those things overestimate. I wouldn't be surprised if it delivers sooner than that.
It better.
Because in the app, MagSafe says it won't get here till Wednesday, but if I track the actual number from FedEx, it says it'll get here tomorrow. So those don't always align. Apple assumes the worst with ship times a lot. So
I'm but really the wallet upset.
Thing sounds cool.
The what does?
The wallet MagSafe thing. I like that idea. I just I had the Ridge send me a bunch of wallets and
they're
not a sponsor, but they did, you know, just hand them out as a gift. And I like my Ridge wallet, and I would feel weird just not using them and spending $60 on
it
a wallet
expensive.
Instead.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any
it
money
is kind
to
of
put
pricey.
Inside of the wallet now, but I'll have a cool wallet.
But the idea that when you need to charge, you just pull it off, but then when you're on the go, you just snap it on the back, yep. and you don't even think about it. Like, I emailed Ridge, by the way. Shout out if they haven't gotten back to me yet. But I told them, like, hey, these Apple wallets look really cool, and the MagSafe stuff looks really dope, but I would love to see the Ridge do their own version, because mm-hmm. I don't want that leather. I'm not about the leather wallets, or the colors they have are kind of weird. But if the Ridge started doing, you know, they're like carbon fiber or aluminum wallets that were MagSafe supported,
imagine
I would
this
be very
color
interested.
On the back of my blue mini.
Ooh.
Yeah, this, with MagSafe, ooh. And you just
because I got
you
the,
could slap it on the back.
Their version of blue for titanium, but this is the muted, not muted, but the non-texture. This would help me with fingerprints and grips and stuff like that. And
yeah,
that's why I would like to have something like that. Because put that on the back of darker blue is a cool little contrast that I would get with the two, and I.
Mm-hmm.
I would like it a lot, and
I can't wait to see more third-party MagSafe stuff. I want to see as much MagSafe support as possible. Like a wall-mounted one would be dope.
Ooh,
you just put it on the wall next to your bed, mm-hmm. and you can just click, and it charges, and then when you're done, you just pull it off when you want to start the day. Ugh.
I was going to tell you guys something.
That sounds dope.
Now. Oh, I don't like – I had time to sit on this since recap. I don't like how certain phones are cheaper – because you go with a carrier. I don't like this trying to revert back to an old thing.
I think I read this morning they changed it.
What do you mean?
I could be wrong, but I believe I read a headline that said they changed their mind on that.
They're changing the $699 price?
No, the $699 was when you go through Verizon or AT&T,
yeah.
and then you would only get you would actually get $729 if you bought it unlocked. But I read some article that said, let me double check. It's not loading. Stupid Wi-Fi. Looks the same now. I think they did change it. I think that headline was correct. Yeah. Or no. SIM free is still $729.
Dang it.
Why was it different for the 12? No, it's.
Yeah, with the Mini, it's $699. With
they
a carrier or $729 unlocked.
No, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I don't like that either. To agree with you, Randy. Yes.
also, can we just take a second to kind of complain about how complicated the iPhone lineup has gotten? Now, I get there's now an iPhone for everyone, and I appreciate that—a small one, a big one, medium one, cheap one, expensive one, blue one, yellow one, red one. There's tons of colors, not yellow, but.
It is very complicated.
Okay, to order an iPhone, it used to be pretty simple, but now, here we go. Ready? 12 Pro, 12. All right, I want a 12. Click pre-order. All right, it has to load. And then you have to say 12 or 12 mini. Well, I want a 12 mini. And then it says, what color? And I say, I want product red. And then it says, do you want your current carrier, Verizon, customer carrier discount, $30 activation credit? Activate my iPhone or buy a new iPhone. Okay, then it asks again, well, what kind of carrier do you want? And I say, activate without a carrier later. And it says, what capacity do you want? 128. And it says, do you have a smartphone trade-in? I say, why, yes, I do. And it says, well, which one do you want to trade in? iPhone 10. You click that. And then it says, is it the iPhone in good condition? You click yes. Is it? Then it says, one-time payment option or monthly? And you say, one-time payment option. And it says, do you want AppleCare?
Your point has been made.
No, we're not done yet. It says AppleCare. And then
I know, I'm saying
your point
stands. It's very complicated. I agree.
Well, what happened to the Steve Jobs four quadrants, Apple?
Well, died.
No, he died. Don't tell me that.
He wanted to cure cancer with fruit, but I will also say in response.
And
well, I agree that it's annoying that they listed at one price, but unlocked it's a different price.
Why?
Like, Steve Jobs did that, for the record.
Hmm.
Well, Steve did the exact same thing.
Carriers were different back then.
Not really.
They
it
were.
Was still like, here's what the iPhone costs on a 2-year contract. Here's what the 4S costs on a 2-year contract. But
no
on Locke, they didn't disclose
anymore.
That.
That's the thing. All contracts are gone.
There are plenty
but
of leases T-Mobile. And monthly payments.
That's different.
No,
that,
but there's still
that is not something.
There's
that
carrier
you
know. Discounts is the point.
Carrier discounts is the thing if you want to go through their individual stores. It has it, that would not have been the thing going through an Apple store. When you go to your carrier store, if you're one of the major providers, they're going to have some type of promo to keep you with them. Oh, hey, and you can get this. If
well,
you
sure.
If you
I'm
get
just
this.
Saying this isn't Apple's
no,
done
but,
this before.
But what I'm saying is why do you have to be obligated in 2020? Why do I need to be obligated to a carrier when if I'm going to pay outright and just pay it off and I want it unlocked anyway, why are you going to then tax me $30 more for being like, no, I don't want to play this game of, oh, well, let me go through my carrier when if you buy – because what are you trying to tell me? If I go through T-Mobile now and I pay $6.99 plus tax, then – I still have to use their bandwidth if I leave San Diego and I go somewhere where Verizon's the better carrier and I need to use them for coverage. Now I can't until I get a different phone because I wanted to save $30. I don't understand that logic anymore because we evolved past that. That was crappy business deals between carriers and phone providers back in the day, and they did away with that for the better part of the 2010s. All from like 2013, I think, maybe 2014 forward, they stopped doing that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that because it gave you the option to be free to move, take your phone wherever you want. Apple didn't care. There was no more exclusives between them and
are they locked,
singular.
Though, if you buy them unlocked?
I don't
I mean,
know.
If you buy them
outright
for a carrier?
I, yeah. Because
I believe you can order it through T-Mobile and then just take the SIM out and
so,
use it with someone else.
I don't know.
You can still do that.
Can you?
That's what I did with the 10R, for the record.
So, I don't want to risk it. Like, the thing is, I'll be with T-Mobile right now, or I'll use their carrier, whether it's T-Mobile or Mint Mobile. But if I end up going somewhere that I can't use that carrier, it's not strong enough, and I need to get to, like, again, Verizon, which is a whole different, you know, and everything. The whole network's different. Then now I have to get rid of this phone and go through it all over again. Just because you had me locked for it's.
I don't think that's what happens, but I understand your frustration.
I hope that's not what happens.
I'm saying,
but because back.
Correct us in the comments. But if I remember correctly, if Randy ordered a T-Mobile phone for $30 less and decided later he wanted to switch to Verizon, he could just take the SIM out and put in a Verizon SIM. I believe that would still work
if the phone's paid off.
Yeah, if you're buying it. Full price, yes.
Yeah.
If you're buying it on contract, that's a different story. But if you're just paying for the whole thing up front, yeah, you can still switch it to any carrier. But I agree, it's weird. I don't like it. My only theory is that, you know, supply is limited this year because of the pandemic, and they don't have as many variety as usual. So it costs them extra to keep their own stock of non-SIM carded phones, as well as building all other iPhones that already have T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. So they're just like, well, if you're not planning on going through a carrier, which we have lots of because those carriers help Apple offset that cost, they give them a bunch of money, and you just want one without any SIM in it, then that's going to charge a bit extra, which I'm not a fan of it, but it's not unheard of with Apple. It's not like they've never done this before.
I feel like this is something that has to do with 5G. And these carriers want to inflate their numbers. That's the only thing that's changed. So 5G and your carrier wants to inflate their numbers.
Could be
Since iPhone came out, we had so many more people sign up through Verizon and the Apple Store. Here are our numbers on how many people got the latest 5G iPhone. Because 5G is the great 5G, 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 5G. That's my only takeaway is these companies – want to inflate or artificially manipulate their numbers, saying that you came
that's
onto
probably it, yes.
Because of our 5G network, 5G, 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 5G.
If you choose the unlocked option, they don't know who to credit the sale to.
Exactly.
T-Mobile iPhone SIM sales or something. So, I don't like it either.
The carrier wants a cut of their numbers. It's like, look how great we did this year because of 5G.
Okay, what carrier is not doing 5G? I will subscribe to them.
None of them.
I can't find one.
Okay.
Well, probably some old one.
I guess I'm going back to the good old iPhone 2G. No new iPhone for Nick this year.
That's not even on network anymore. The 2G
no, it's not. 2G spectrum is now 5G spectrum. So I guess it is on 5G.
Dang it. Don't hold me to it, but I believe if you want to save the $30, you could just order it on T-Mobile and then just throw the SIM out, not use it. I think that would work because we did that with the 10R. I remember I had Verizon at the time, and I was like, how do you buy the 10R unlocked? There's no option. And they were like, just go through T-Mobile because it doesn't require a account activation. So you just pull the SIM out. So if you want to save the $30, you could do that.
Who doesn't want to save money?
Yeah, why not?
I do not want 5G. But
I don't either. I would have spent more to not have it.
I would as well. Actually, those people who are international, if there's anyone in Germany who would like to give me their iPhone 12 mini, I would highly consider that. Just
cause it won't have the little cutout, too.
I know.
Too.
It will be so much cleaner.
Yeah, it'll look better, too. Yeah, because there's no millimeter wave.
You guys are lucky over there.
Yeah.
You're stuck here with 5G.
It's
5G, 5G, 5G,
my
5G,
hope is
5G,
that
5G, 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 5G.
We don't have to... My hope is that we don't have to hear much about it moving forward because we had a big event about 5G. So why would they talk about it again next year?
It requires activation, Drew. I just clicked on it.
5G.
Oh, it does?
T-Mobile customer includes a $30 instant discount, requires activation.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So that's the difference.
So they're
going to
charge your card for $7.29, but after you activate it, they'll bring it back. They'll give you credit.
Well, that's if it requires – why would it need to be activated if I'm already on the network though? I guess is my first question.
Yeah, I think that's – yeah, you're right. That's the trick. So if you're going through T-Mobile directly, they give you a $30 discount. So yeah, again, I don't like that, but the original iPhone wasn't necessarily $500 unlocked, and the iPhone 4 was not free when the 5 came out, but that's how they advertised it.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of weird pricing and stuff through carriers that Apple's done in the past. I don't like that they're going
so
back to it.
We're past that, though, as a civilized society.
That's the problem.
on top of the money that I'd have to spend extra $30, I'm going to have to spend an extra $20 to get some headphones and an extra $10 to get a charge brick. And it's like,
is that what you're going to do?
This, yes. I don't have enough of these, quite honestly. So I need.
You're going to buy more Lightning headphones?
Yes. Actually, so full disclosure, Drew, I know you called me out on Twitter. This is actually normally plugged into my Apple Watch. So I do use this.
Oh.
And I stole this from my sister. So. She's using my old headphones that came with my 12 or 11.
Got it.
Pro. So these are her extra headphones. So
I'm tweeting T-Mobile right now and asking them if I need to get a new number or what do they mean by activation then at this point. Can they explain more?
It's probably as bad as it sounds.
Wow. I almost said a provocative word.
Ooh.
I'm so upset.
No. I don't like it, but... You know, it's not $30 isn't gonna.
I know,
Apple
but,
knows it's not gonna
okay, but it's
dissuade 30 anyone.
Plus 10, plus 20,
no,
plus tax.
No one's
plus
buying those, Nick. No, you're one person. I don't know anyone who's gonna go out and buy Lightning headphones because the 12 doesn't come with them. Everyone's got 8 of those sitting around.
Okay, that's fair. Seeing how
because their brother gave them theirs,
a couple extra headphones. It's just sad that they got
AirPods
rid of accessories and raised the price. Like, am I going to still complain about it? Yes, but will I still buy the phone? Yes, but it's just
the
like,
12 lineup. I think the value has increased while the price has
if
also
you value
increased.
5G.
It's not. No, I don't care about 5G. I'm talking about the display panels and the chips and the cameras and all. You know, before. This was a $1,000 display before now. You had to spend $1,000 on an iPhone to get Super
Retina.
Basically
spending,
that was the only
way. $928 on this iPhone.
Well, if you're going to complain about having to spend an extra $20, then I'm going to bring up that it used to cost $1,000, now it costs $700. You know, they dropped the price significantly of what an OLED iPhone costs, and these are the XDR versions, so they're even better than that. And you know, the bezels are thinner, they're more compact, they're more light. You couldn't get form factors like this before.
I'm not getting it, but it's just.
I know. I'm just saying. I get why they did it. I think they made the right move. Okay. I don't like the carrier thing, but I think removing the accessories was a good idea because they realized most people weren't using them. And they got to cut corners in a lot of areas. And there's always going to be price jumps when there's new design. That's inevitable. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's new form factors, new displays, there's always a price jump. You know, we could go back on iPhone 10 days and be like, iPhones have never cost this much before. Why do they cost so much? It's like, well, this is what the updated tech, the newer displays, the newer tech, this is what it costs. And that's what we're getting here is the newer tech. So considering how large of a price jump we saw in the Android markets with millimeter wave, that 5G tax is real. It's a real thing. And Apple didn't have a choice. They couldn't make non-5G variants because Qualcomm was the only option
Apple
they could go
just
with. So
Qualcomm.
That'd be cool if they could. I don't think they can, but
they don't want Qualcomm.
Antitrust would love that.
They want to make their own. Forget Qualcomm.
They are. They're going to.
Yeah.
They bought Intel's modem, but they need a couple of years before they can use their own modems. But by the time they can use their own modems, 5G will be more of a standard feature. They won't decide to leave it
out by
then.
Get rid of that ugly cutout at the bottom. And
yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
If we can get rid of that.
The fact that for a solid 10 minutes of the presentation, I thought that was the Apple Watch charger off the top of my iPad, or Apple Pencil charger off the top of my iPad. And I was like, are we getting a stylus?
That's what it looks like.
What is going on here?
It looks exactly like it.
I was like, are we going to have Apple Pencil Golf Mini? Golf Pencil? Like,
yeah.
What? And then
there were
like,
a bunch of people
fine.
Seeing those in the leaks and the renders, and they were like, ooh, that's a smart connector. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think that's what it is.
Do you think those photos, those wallpapers on the iPhone 12 Pro that have the
aliens?
You think they're
the aliens?
No. Even though I'm looking at that exact one right now because it's gold, is it a live photo?
Probably.
I think so. Yeah. And a few of the ads, there's been an animation of like the, because that's supposed to be like lens flares, and there's like an animation
the default
of like the lens flares.
Pro wallpaper has been live photos for the past few years, I think.
Yeah, I could care less about live photos now.
Because there's no 3D touch 2 years in a row.
True.
Well, not just that. I feel like
officially
it's,
dead.
I would like to have something more than 2 seconds or 1 second.
That's true. I agree. It's too short. It would be great if the wallpaper dynamically moved for like 30 seconds instead
or
of just
always
yeah.
moved.
Three.
Because like that's kind of cool.
Ooh.
Just
now that
just
would be
subtle.
Cool.
Just subtle. Like you remember the iPhone XS? It was like oil bubbles. And it was very subtle how the oil bubbles kind of changed. If they just slowed that down, like, you know, a quarter of the frame rate or whatever.
It might nuke your battery, but I agree. It would look cool.
This thing's battery's already nuked, so anything is an improvement.
Maybe that could be a pro feature because they have pro batteries.
Yeah, there you go.
But also, if you consider the 128 gig update, in a way, the pros are kind of cheaper.
Because
128 gig is now $1,000, whereas before they were well over $1,000 to get 128.
Apple storage options, huh, guys? It is.
They had to cut corners somewhere, I'm telling you, but I literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
With the squared off design. So I think the accessories was a good way to go because they knew most people were just leaving those around.
Do you think the battery is going to be a problem in regards to it being the thinner form factor now? Are you think people are going to have
Bendgate?
Worse, have what?
Bendgate.
Oh,
Bendgate 2.
Man. I don't even.
Or 3. No, they're made of glass. I don't think they'll bend that easy. All the Bendgate Apple products had aluminum backs, so I'm not worried.
Oh, you
my
should
thing
be.
With, like,
you're worried that
oh, you should
batteries
be.
Being too small?
Well, so I know the biggest trade-off is iPhone 12 mini is going to have the smallest battery, but it's also going to be the quickest to charge, too. When I juiced this thing up, this thing got to 100% today quicker than you know, my 11 Pro with the fast charging and stuff like that. They still got to because the battery's so
small. But they kind of monitor the charge rate, right? Is it factual that they will charge the smaller batteries at the same speed?
Maybe now, but that's running iOS 8, right, Randy?
That was what?
Is that iPhone 5S eight. Running iOS 8?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think
so. I wonder if the 12 mini will charge the fastest. That's all. I'm just thinking.
Yeah,
because on the website, they both say whether you get the 12 or 12 mini, it says 50% charge in 30 minutes. So I wonder if there's any difference there.
Why does it need a bigger power brick now to give you the same? To give us the same. Hang on. T-Mobile just got back to me. They said, send me a DM. I don't want to. Just answer my question.
It's a secret answer. They can't tell everyone. Little do they know you're recording a podcast.
No, like,
but no, they don't need the bigger brick. It's just easier to make one brick and then via software limit the wattage going in. I believe that's how it works, right?
I don't really know how batteries work. I need to watch the limiting factor again. Every time I watch it, there I'm like, okay, I'm going to figure out how batteries work this time. All right. I still don't understand how batteries work.
I still don't get it. But my theory is that if you were to charge the 12 mini faster than the 12, then it would degrade faster, which is why they would want to limit it.
That makes sense.
And just, you know, keep it to a slow, still fast, but not as fast just because the battery's smaller, but. Either way, I think 50% in 30 minutes is fine. I've not run into a situation where I was like, man, 20 watts is too slow.
Having it decrease 60. Less than 50% in 2 minutes would be really nice. Not decreasing
that would
50%
be.
In 2 minutes would be really nice.
That's true. Battery health is a thing. That kind of matters.
So
what I was going to say, while I wait for them to get back to me, what I was going to say is, knowing that I'm moving to a more work from home environment, I'm not too worried about my battery size.
Sure.
Having MagSafe and wireless chargers and everything all around, and when I go in my car, everywhere I go, there's a charger there. I'm not too worried about that. I've never experienced anxiety. Yeah. Oh, something's gonna happen. So I'm pretty comfortable there. But with that, like, I'm trying to make an objective trade-off in my head about the 12 mini because I know that's going to be my phone. And I'm not talking about the camera lenses anymore. I'm just thinking, like, what across the board, what they all have. Okay, they all have the A14. So let's talk about performance, battery performance. It's going to be worse on the 12 mini because of its size.
Keyboard is my main concern. If you've ever gone back, booted up an old iPhone 5 and tried to type on it, and I can't stand it.
I have been practicing my swiping because they all support swipe keyboards now, and it's all very fluid and native, but I've never really been one to do it because, I don't know, I feel like you have to plan your letters out further ahead, and I don't know. You got to get the angle. Anyway, I'm just not used to it, and so I'm sitting here with my 10 being like, all right, I need to get ready for this mini, and I'm pretty sure from what I remember with having a 5C way back in the day, that keyboard was really narrow and really hard to, you know, click the letters. But I'm pretty sure they figure out the swipe thing. So if I get good with a swipe keyboard, it might be just about as fast and convenient. And there'll be less distance to swipe. You won't have to stretch
your
thumb so far.
Everything requires a retraining of the mind, of getting habits back in and stuff like that. And I'm personally not too worried about the small keyboard. I don't like the small keyboard.
That's why people are excited. They haven't had a form factor like this in years. That's why it's so exciting to me.
Dude, I'm going to be its biggest advocate. I will use this platform to defend it every chance I get because of it's. First of all, I'm very happy that they try to make the best of the best and they give it the biggest form factor. And if you want a fablet and stuff like that, there is a market for that, and it has shown to be a very viable one. Whether it's the best selling, it's irrelevant. It's that it's very viable, and they are taking advantage of every square space you could have inside the phone to give you the best battery, to give you the strongest cameras for this year's model, and everything that they have. And I think that's freaking awesome. And I support that movement as well. I, as much as a lot of people do, you know, felt like the smaller end just got a little bit neglected. And the first time I saw that change was 10R. 10R was the bigger in the middle one, and there really wasn't compromises except for maybe like screen display and stuff like that. But
yeah,
you got like the battery, you got certain things like, oh wow, look at that. But the thing is,
it looked like the new iPhone, mm-hmm. but it was cheaper,
right? But it was also then the bigger one. People have since iPhone 5S, people are like, small form factor, and we got SE. So I say, since iPhone SE, can we get this again? Can we get this again? Can we please? Everybody is pushing for that, and this is the first time. It's like, awesome. You're not compromising on the product. Like, hey, there's iPhone 12 and just two sizes, but iPhone 12. This is the one that people talk about. And if you want the best of the best, here's iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12 Pro Mini, or whatever. Mini,
yes, 12 Pro iPhone. Mini, please.
If iPhone 13 Pro Mini become a thing next year, that's the phone. People love having it in their pocket without any compromises. And if they're, you know, things
so
like
what you're saying
battery,
is size doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is that there is a time and a place to have a smaller form factor. You don't want to walk around having this thing bulging out of your pocket or worried that, you know, you're going to sit on it and bend it or anything like that. But I think having a mini, I want my R&D, like I want that to go towards R&D. Like, I'm buying this strictly for, like, I want them to see how successful the mini was, so they keep doing that and give that the same attention as they were doing the bigger phones and giving it customizations of like best camera lens, best battery, rightfully so. You have the bigger footprint in there. Please pack it. But if people
can stuff more things in the bigger devices.
But I like the idea of getting creative with small.
Yes.
Now you have to get really creative with that. It's exciting to me. I'd rather my dollar go towards that, towards innovation, than ready to say, hey, the best of the best of the best. That's fine, because the fact that we all kind of agree, and I see other YouTubers talking about it and a lot of reviews with nobody having it in hand yet, everyone can pretty much say, looking like at least on paper at the specs, there's not that much different from the 12 Pro and the 11 Pro. And I'm just talking about the Pro. I'm not talking about the Max. But knowing that that's the case, to me, is a good thing. If it's plateauing like that, then please, let's give the attention to the lower end model, lower but smaller end and stuff like that. I want to. I'd rather get more creative. If I need something that's pro, then I'm keeping this around. So there you go. Oh, they got back to me.
I think it'll be really interesting to see the sales and statistics of how the 12 Mini does, because for the past few years, typically cost is the driving factor to the best selling iPhone. Not. Purely, there's a lot of other factors that go into it. You know, like iPhone 11 probably still outsold the SE, even though a lot of people bought the SE and it was way cheaper, but it didn't look new. And the XR, of course, sold the best because it was a lot cheaper while still having the new design and the new features like Face ID and gesture control and all that. And cost was the driving factor for that to sell the best. Same with the iPhone 11. It was really affordable. But then now we have the 12 Mini, and there's very little compromises between it and the 6.1-inch 12. Pretty much just battery life. Everything else is still there. You still got Face ID. You still got the great OLED. It's the new design. It's got the 5G support. And it's a whole $100 cheaper, which is why a lot of people disagree. But I'm personally going to guess that the 12 Mini might be the best seller. I think that a lot of people might go to the store and maybe try both or look at the both of them and think, maybe I'm not comfortable with the smaller form factor, or maybe I am, but if I'm able to save $100 and still get the 12, which is how average consumers are going to think about it, this is the newest iPhone. I don't want the old one. I don't want the used one. I don't want the, you know, SE basic design, but with the updated specs. I want the newest looking one. That is the cheapest newing looking one, and it's at that really, really solid price point, which we know the iPhone 11 did so well at, $700. That was the master price that outsold everybody by far. By far, it was the best seller globally. And the 12 Mini sits right there. And I just have to wonder, this lineup is now going to test how badly people like the 6-inch screen. That's what it's going to do.
Yep.
Is it's going to ask everyone, okay, are you willing to opt an extra $100 so that you can keep that form factor you had on your 11 and your 10R, or maybe a Plus phone before it? And, you know, the one time the Plus iPhones were outselling the smaller iPhones was the 7 Plus.
Yep.
And I think that was mainly because of the camera, yeah. And all the portrait mode. And there's no camera exclusives between the 12 mini and the 12. They both do the night mode. They both have ultra wide. So that's the one exception, and it doesn't apply here. So a lot of people, even Quo, and a lot of people like Apple are assuming, you know, we called it the iPhone 12 because that's the basic one, 6 inches. That's the standard, thinking that that'll be the most popular. Whereas I think there's a chance the 12 mini might end up outselling it just because there's going to be a huge wave of people that haven't upgraded because they're sick of the larger phones and they don't feel like they're being catered to because they like the smaller form factor. Now they finally have something and it's $100 cheaper and you still get all the great camera features, the great Super Retina XDR. You get the new look, you get the squared edges. So I don't know. I could see a lot of people being like, so I save $100 and I just have to use a slightly more comfortable to hold phone. Sure, why not? I could see a lot of people going for it.
If I already know which phone's going to win Marquez's best smallest phone of the year award.
By default.
You win, just sir. By
the contenders are the 12 mini. And the winner is...
Which is funny because the 12 are.
Apple never claims the award, though, right? Like, they never...
No, they don't acknowledge it.
That's funny.
They should.
No, they
I wish
shouldn't.
They would. No, Craig talks to him on stuff. They acknowledge his existence. Yeah. Come on, take the trophy.
But they shouldn't. They just like Google shouldn't have made DxOMark the arbiter of all smartphone quality. They shouldn't be making a third party the arbiter of the best small phone of the year award.
Well, Apple still brags about JP awards and customer satisfaction on.
Okay, you got me there. What is
that's
a JP?
True. They do
what
like
is
those
a JD
things.
Power Award besides a company saying
it's basically
here's money,
a participation.
Say I could.
Yeah, it's not. It's meaningless. But no, I want more YouTuber recognition in the
I agree.
Big tech. I want Apple to be like, thank you, Marquez. We're going to take this trophy and throw it in our trash can Mac Pro.
So what's T-Mobile saying? Randy?
Something like that,
huh?
What's T-Mobile saying?
They're trying to verify.
They're cursing
me.
Him out.
Yeah, they're trying to verify me, which I did, and they're like, it's not working. So the technical.
They're saying, listen here, you little piece of shit.
Jeez. Drew.
Oh, here we go.
That's
confirm.
Them.
Confirm. Okay. And
you will get 5G and you will like it.
I don't want to.
Did you see those stupid ads? This is what drove me nuts. There was ads from Verizon going out to people saying, your iPhone may have 5G, but your plan doesn't. As in, you have to buy the right 5G plan on Verizon. Like, in order to access millimeter wave, you need to spend the extra. It's like,
okay.
Oh, my God. This is the whole reason 5G is a thing. So
I just wanted to finish my thought really quickly before we talk about 5G and how terrible it is.
No, we're done. No more 5G.
iPhone, whatever number, mini, if the only difference is adding telephoto lens, the moment they do that, best-selling iPhone, period. Even if you pay an additional $50 to $100 more on top of that.
I don't think that's the deciding factor, personally.
I feel as they push more and more towards the second most thing that they focused on, and I'm happy they did, was the camera because it's one of their best features. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like there's not a use case for telephoto that I don't use. When we did the little Mount Helix, Nick and I improv like little skit thing right there on the spot, he used telephoto. And
yeah, telephoto's nice. Yeah.
I love telephoto. I don't not love it. It helped me on my vacation when I was at Yellowstone. I like telephoto. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, it's like there are.
I just don't think that's why the mini could potentially not be the best.
No,
seller.
No, no.
I don't think
no
that's
what I'm saying is that if you put telephoto on there, and that's the differentiating factor between a pro and not a pro, because I'm scoffing at LiDAR person, like, whatever.
It's amazing. It changes my life either. Every morning when I wake up and I take my iPad and I look at my virtual desk in my virtual room and I can wave my hand in front of it.
Using the iPhone as, like, say, like a on-the-spot vlogging camera, most of the time, and Drew can attest to this, is you're going to use the front-facing camera when talking to it, and they all have the same front-facing camera across the board, especially if you want that Adobe Atmos 30 frames and what have you, then okay, so you have...
You said Adobe.
I said Adobe again. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Dolby
Atmos.
Adobe Atmos. Anyway, the vlogging part, most of it is covered with the exception of one lens. Okay. With that being said, if you're going to push camera or computational photography or videography or anything like that, and the 12 Pro Max has it's stabilized with the sensor and all that, and this is why it's the great one. Awesome. But if the only switch that we're swapping out is that we don't have enough space or we're not going to put in the telephoto lens for reasons, I feel like it's strategically being left out just so that way they can have a reason to have the Pro. I would love to see the merger of the two where we don't have that differentiating factor of, well, if you want a Pro or you could just get the regular consumer friendly. I don't think it should be one or the other for marketing. If you could put it together and have just the one camera, I feel better marketing, better sales, because now everyone has the same camera in our little utopian, everyone's the same world, and the Mini will be the best-selling one again. Because you got an iPad, you got your Macs, you got everything. If you want big screens, you have your stuff for that. And for someone who just wants a phone and to go with your watch or what have you, the Mini is the most logical for being on the go.
You want a device that you can go from here.
Stop
to
it.
Here, to here, to here.
I remember that. Oh, that ad.
That's a good ad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, for the past 4 years, the best-selling phones have had, you know, 5.5 to 6-inch displays, and it partially may have been by the camera, but I think it might be a form factor a lot of people are comfortable with. It's a theory of mine that the 12 Mini could be the bestseller, but it's, you know, I'm not 100% certain it will. And I think a lot of people might just be like, nah, too small, I need the bigger one, and be willing to shell out the $100. But I also would say it's okay to have a Pro, because even if they bring down the camera sensors and they bring down telephoto, there's going to be some next generation thing. There's going to be periscope lens. There's going to be ultra wide. There's going to be
a dedicated mirrorless 360 camera.
I agree, it will get gimmickier and gimmickier. You know, it'll get more and more hard for the average consumer to care. You know, if they keep pushing stuff like 5G. On the 12 Pro, you can shoot Dolby Atmos HDR 10-bit. Well, in the iPhone 13, it'll be 16-bit, and then it'll be 8K at 120 FPS, and it'll be
night
there for
portrait.
Those who want the best of the best.
Oh, boy.
Night mode portrait. But this year is just one of many steps, I think, of the Pro iPhones falling from relevance and becoming more and more of a niche, kind of like the Mac Pro is a very, very small
niche.
Which
means Drew's going with the Mini. Woo!
No, well, I'm going to hold out hope that they keep making the
just,
Pros.
Just look at the three of us.
I like the Pros.
Even if Drew does end up getting the 12 Pro Max, all three of us last year had an 11 Pro. Randy had an 11 Pro. Drew and I both had 11 Pro Maxes. This year, two out of three are heavily considering, if not already decided, to get the budgetist iPhone. That just tells you how good the entire lineup is.
I agree.
Well, Randy just goes for the smallest.
And I'm going for the smallest because I don't want to be attached to my phone. Because it's going to be slightly
that's also
uncomfortable
what's
to use.
We were more smartphone addicts.
Here's my
what?
Never, sad.
No, I never had a problem at all.
Here's where I will say objectively I'll be sad. And I'm like, all right, well, then this might suck. But this is why this year will be my trial year of experimenting. I hope the speakers aren't that bad in comparison. Like with loudness and
me
stuff
too.
Like that. Thinking about the iPhone Mini, it's like, you know, back then on this thing, you just little cover up the mic and boop, done. Now you can't. It's
No stereo.
So I'm hoping
that has a stereo speaker on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
On the Mini?
Not the Mini.
Yeah.
Not the 5S.
The oh yeah.
The Mini has
a
stereo.
But also,
I was referring to the old iPhone.
Yeah, old iPhone. But then like it was also a really tinny sound. It was really bad.
Mm-mm.
I hope that the speaker system on the 12 Mini is just as good as the 12 Pro. 12 Pro Max, I expect it to be the loudest because it's just the biggest, and that's fine. But if it can be pretty darn consistent, then I really am going to stick with the smaller form factor, the budget one, because of what Nick just said. That's how good the lowest model is. I care about the sound. Mm-hmm. I care about the camera. Mm-hmm. And they fixed the display thing. Now it's 1080. So, sweet, you get true HD, not
There's HD. No compromise on the display.
No compromise.
Quality. In fact, the Mini has the highest pixel density, in fact, of all of them.
Ever.
I think I've out of anything.
Or, yeah, 476.
Highest pixel density of any Apple product ever.
Really?
Ever.
I don't know about every Apple product. So I was just looking on their website here for the...
No, try to think of one.
What's the...
iPads have lower pixel density.
6K XDR.
Definitely lower because it's huge. It's 32-inch 6K, so it's not going to be... It's going to be somewhere in the 200s. It won't be in the high 400
pixel density. Gold is so pretty with the Pro. Sorry.
Back on the display for a second here. Remember, Drew, there was that lawsuit where the lady sued Apple for not having the exact measurements? They now have a disclaimer in the tech specs of the iPhone 12. It says, the iPhone 12 mini display has rounded corners that follow the beautiful curved design. And these corners are within a standard rectangle. When measured at a standard rectangular shape, the screen is 5.42 inches diagonally.
That's been there for a few years, by the way.
So it has been. I've never noticed it. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. That lady single-handedly made Apple.
No, I did too. That lawsuit added that fine print. Mm-hmm.
That lady can point to that and be like, that's what I've done in the world. I have added some text.
She bought the phone and was like, I didn't know there was a notch. I'm going to sue Apple over this. I don't think she won either.
I would imagine they probably settled. Just like, shut up and go
away. I think the judge the judge said that users don't care. I think they threw that out. I remember reading about it. They were like, no, just return it if you don't like it. You know,
if you don't like an iPhone, don't buy it.
Okay.
To avoid the legal fees, they put the fine print.
Okay, so here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal with this malarkey. All right. Okay. The new 5G iPhone 12 that you would qualify for is the one where you would trade in your iPhone 11 Pro and get $500 off of the iPhone 12. I can email you a link on the one you qualify for. The one you are looking at, you would have to activate a new line.
Yeah, that's what the...
So you're only going to get a new line if you... You're only going to get that $699 price point if you activate a new line?
Yes.
That's what it says. $30 discount with activation fee.
Apple, come on. Make it simple.
Go kick rocks, pack sand.
I think the 5G tax has hit everybody this year, including Apple. Even they couldn't escape it.
This answers my question.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for your time. I'm going to tell you that.
I hope it stops. I hope it's not like that next year. That'd be nice if they could go back to the way it was. At least it's only on the 12 and 12 mini. 12 Pro Max doesn't do this.
Yeah, that's true. That is kind of nice. But
so there's no extra $30, and you get twice the storage. But that's because the Pros have so little going for them this year, I think.
I know. So many
that Apple was like, too good. We're not going to.
Here you go, Nick. I'm saying it's a screenshot if you want to put it in the show later or not.
You think I edit these shows? That's funny.
Our laziness has gone to an all-time high because we love OBS that much for what it does.
Yes, I love
OBS. On that note, are we done yet?
No, we're not done yet. We got a whole another 30 minutes, guys. Oh my god.
Well, okay, we got probably another event next month.
Yes.
Apple Silicon Max. Nick, are you in the market? Randy, are you in the market? We've talked about this in prior episodes, but we've been distracted with iPhones and stupid generation cellular technology.
I am absolutely in the market. Daddy needs a new Mac. Exactly another reason why I'm getting iPhone 12 mini, because every single penny I have saved for the last year and a half to 2 years has been saved up for a new Mac. Depending on
Potentially next month?
As soon as next month, depending on what we are working with. Yeah.
And Nick, you picked up a new Mac just now.
I did pick up a new Mac. I don't remember. Has it been a whole week since the technical difficulties? I think so. So I don't even think I've talked about this on camera.
Yeah.
But my 13-inch, which came back from Depot, by the way, completely still having the exact same problem it had before. So
what did they do?
They just swapped out the battery. The little repair sheet was like, "Oh, we replaced the battery for you." And I booted it up, and it literally still had the circle with the X on it. So I'm like, am I going to have to fix this? So I just went ahead and wiped it and started over. So far, I haven't ran into a kernel panic. So I hope that I fixed it, but it's like...
So you lost everything, but it's still working.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there wasn't much on there anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So I picked up this 15-inch because I need a computer for work and podcasting.
16-inch, Nick.
Thank you. I am...
Every inch matters.
You know, she told me that, and I don't believe it. think after you get to 16 inches, what's the difference between 15 and 16 inches?
Okay, and how is it?
it's nice. I think if I were to ever get another Mac that I actually use full time and keep, it would be 16-inch MacBook Pro. This thing is gorgeous. The bezels are beautifully thin. And
yes,
the keyboard is beautifully clicky.
Big one.
I love it. But at the same time, it's not worth $2,600. With tax, it was like $2,594. So,
and you said you were thinking about keeping it?
I've thought about it one too many times. And the thing was, if I didn't want the new iPhones, I would treat yourself to the new MacBook Pro and, you know... sell the old one and try to reduce the cost as much as possible. But
yeah,
I kind of want the 12 mini more than I want a new Mac. So we're sticking with the 13 inch, assuming it doesn't have more kernel panics, but I still got to send it back to Depot.
Yeah, hopefully
having more problems. So the story of Nick's Macs are he would be interested in an ARM based Mac if it ran Windows, because that's something I have to have.
Oh,
so
dang.
The current rumors
that's
are,
weird.
That's
I did not expect you to be the person who's like, I need it to run Windows.
I gotta work.
I need it!
What about you, Randy? Do you care if it runs Windows or not?
I'm indifferent. I'm not a Windows user, and if I'm gonna... I see my...
I enjoy life, so I'm not a Windows user.
If I was in Nick's situation and I want to continue doing the work that he does outside of all this... I can understand one device to simplify everything, and I would totally be on board for that. Thank God I am not in Nick's position where I have to compromise my integrity and get a Windows OS. Windows OS.
So
heinous.
If
no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't care if it has Windows.
So if it ends up being like a 13-inch MacBook Air with Apple Silicon, would you get that, Randy?
If it ended up being a MacBook Air.
Or does it have to be a Pro for you?
It doesn't have to be a Pro, but it has to meet my intensive logic sessions and stuff like that. And everything, like right now running OBS now, and I need Final Cut to be... like we said, I think last week, I'm pretty sure we said it on the show, I understand the innate power that you get with a dedicated desktop as opposed to a portable Mac. But
this is Apple Silicon we're talking here.
I know. So that if they come out...
Could be a different discussion.
Hey, MacBook Air is more powerful than the 2018, 2019...
than Randy's iMac, who lives in San Diego. That's what they'll say.
He knows my name!
Craig will come out on stage and say, the new P1 processor in the MacBook Air is faster than Randy Vasquez's 2015 27-inch iMac. Randy would be like, okay.
I would sit there. I'd be like, I'm not sure I'm sold yet. I need to see the specs.
I'm not sure if this is for me. This is for Randy. Next slide.
I'm not sure this is for me. This is definitely for
this
Randy.
MacBook Air comes in midnight green. Instant sale.
If you have a Tesla, this will go great with your matte green, olive green Tesla. Yes. Me, I don't know if should I do this. If the MacBook Air with the ARM processor is more powerful than the 2019 16-inch MacBook Pro. Will color me impress?
So performance is
it has
important.
To be. It
if
has
the performance
to be.
Isn't better than what you currently have, or better than the 16-inch Pro,
it has to be better. The Mac, because the context is that I will use the Mac for media, and the media it can't compromise. I can't. I love the aesthetics of thin and bezel-less and da-da-da-da, but the practicality of it is it needs to be able to support the work, and not just support the work in 2020 or 2021. It needs to carry me to 2023, 2024, 2025,
right.
The way this has. I'm grateful for this. It's just if I had more SSD in this, I wouldn't be in the market, but that's not the that's not my use case right now. So it needs to be able to support all that stuff, which there's a probability it can. So if the MacBook Air is the first one and it kicks butt on MacBook Pro with Intel, then listen, at this point, I'll take a chance the same way I'm taking a chance with the Mini. And if it ends up not working, I'll sell it. I'll eat the cost of the difference and regroup.
Or return it, you know. That won't take that long to figure out how the performance is.
I disagree. I'm going to try to really push the storage thing in because I know I want to see where the bottlenecks are.
Oh, okay.
I want to know where my bottlenecks are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I still got all these external SSDs and stuff like that, so I'll just hook them up and do what I got to do.
What's your minimum storage that you want, Randy?
The highest one I can get.
Okay, so 8 terabytes?
What if the highest is 2 terabytes? Would you get that? Or is that still too low?
Oh man, that's a very tough question. What am I paying? In my head is what am I paying?
So ideally you would want 4 or 8 terabytes.
Please. Yes.
So much for digital minimalism, Randy.
It's not that. I can have one media file that goes 50 gigs at this point. So
yeah. I get what you are, cuz I'm going 256 this year because of how I'm update on my iCloud storage.
Yes.
I'm down to 220.
Woo!
So I'm 20 gigs away, and my wife hasn't backed up anything yet. So she's going to do it probably this weekend.
Nice.
Is when we're going to offload all her stuff. And she has 130 gigs on there. So most likely by the next time we're recording, I'll be on the 200 gig plan. But for my next Mac, I'm with you. I keep running out of space. I need more terabytes. 8 terabytes sounds so much like freedom. Just like, you don't even think about it. It's just insane amount of storage. You will think about it in about 3 years. It's just a matter of time. How long do you want to wait before you have to start deleting?
My 12K Blackmagic Cinema files are just not... Just fill up this 8 terabyte drive way too fast. I need my 84
Honestly, I can't decide if I want to get a new MacBook or a new iMac.
I know, and that's another thing, too. Is I acknowledge the power of Mac as an iMac.
I like desktops, but at the same time, you know, there's those rare instances where I'm thinking, man, it would be nice if I could just pack up and take that with me and edit on the go.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing. But also, I don't like spending money on something I plan on using for 3 or 4 years with a battery that's going to get worse and degrade.
And the screen real estate of the iMac is just, I'm spoiled, and it's going to be hard to downsize with screen real estate like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get yourself
a second
monitor. I would
probably have
Randy.
To.
I think you would do well with the second monitor.
Yeah, I think you're right. But if they do a cinema display.
If you're in the market, let me know.
I'll let you know. If they do a cinema display that is a cheap, cheap, cheap version of the XDR Pro.
How cheap does it need to be?
I don't know. I have honestly
2,000? Less?
I've never put.
It needs to be less than the stand.
Well, that's not going to happen. No way that's going to happen.
That's funny. I don't know. I've honestly been so wrapped up in iPhone for most of the year. I haven't really put any thought about Macs yet, and I should have an answer to that relatively soon. But
I'm still thinking.
I can't decide.
You know.
Yeah. If they gave us a. I don't know. Yeah. Well. That's the great thing. These leaks, were all about the phones. Like, I don't even know what's coming down the pipeline for these new Macs. It's uncharted territory, and it's fun. I'm like, what's going to happen?
I know. I'm excited for this next Apple event, too, because it's going to be all Mac-oriented, I think. And I need Apple to show me differences and you know, what do I get versus what do I not get versus updated Apple Silicon iMac versus Apple Silicon MacBook. What do you think, Nick? What's the better investment?
I really like the MacBook form factor. Kind of always have. Never been a super big desktop guy. I do have a Mac Mini.
Okay.
That's literally just on my wall. Because that's how useful I find
wall top.
It's keeping my wall.
It's not
a
desktop.
My wall has the most performance of any of the walls that we have. It has the most gigabytes in it. Yeah. I'm
if I mounted
weird
my
flex,
iMac
but okay.
On the wall. Yeah, we'll mount your.
Oh, goodness.
I hear there's a really good VESA mount adapter for the iMac Pro that Snazzy Labs can recommend.
It's super easy. Barely an inconvenience. I don't know. I really like the 13-inch because it is super portable. Like, I picked this thing up and can't move it because it's
true.
Plugged in. But it's like, wow, a whole Windows computer and a whole MacBook fit in this tiny little form factor that's still thinner and lighter than my iPad Pro with the smart keyboard case. It's a little bit wider and a little bit taller, but it's pretty compact. And then I look at the 16-inch, and it's like, wow, I have all of the screen real estate that I wish I could ever have. Like, in the bezels are so thin, and the keyboard's so clicky. Like, oh, that's really nice. So I am all for laptops of some sort, whether it's 13 or 16. I couldn't tell you what to get, but Randy, I think you need the 16-inch with 8 terabytes.
You think 16-inch? I've always wanted the 13-inch.
If they give
Looking
you
at them
8
side
terabytes
by side,
with 13-inch...
The 16-inch is the better option.
For those models?
Well, consider Nick's size versus Randy's size. I bet
true.
The 13-inch to Randy would feel like a 16-inch to Nick.
No, because I have a 27-inch.
We're doing ratios here.
I have a 27-inch, which is bigger than whatever Nick is working with, because I just got
more
inches.
I also have a 27-inch. It's
I have a 32-inch under my desk right
Drew
now.
Drew has...
That's inappropriate, Drew.
No, it's made by BenQ. It's 4K.
Okay.
That's why I was saying if you're in the market, you know.
Well, I have a 55-inch.
I'm not
inch
using
TV,
that one.
So, you know, there we go. Just
yeah, we'll talk about monitors. God, yeah, we're it's true. I have nothing to. Yeah, we'll have to.
Do you have a budget in mind? Just for the record, do you have like a this is what I want to spend maximum or at least less than this for the next. Randy Mac.
The sky's the limit. No, I'm just kidding. I would say okay.
Mac Pro.
Here's
$50,000.
More than my car. I would spend
Sell your car to someone.
Yes.
I don't know who.
Somebody
who's
probably like
car.
somebody who can like, I don't know, make content off of it, maybe do, you know, YouTube videos. Anyway, I feel
I don't know.
My limit
I'll see.
My gut instinct is to respond and say $5,000 is my limit, but that's not true. I just because I have that put to the side for it, I don't want to spend anything close to that.
I'm with you.
My
price is pretty close to that too.
I know, but I think maybe for the same reason, I'm allotting the SSD upgrades.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's my biggest not setback, but that's my biggest. Mm-hmm. Factor is SSD because that's where I shot myself in the foot with this, and I need to learn from my lesson, and I need to grow into the next Mac, whatever it may be, instead of thinking like, oh, it's good right now, and I can save only $2,200. Where did that get me? now we have to.
I dropped close to $6,000 on my iMac Pro, and out of principle,
only $5,000 though, Drew.
I know, so stupid, but I so stupid. Really. From the principal, don't want to spend more money to replace it. I think just with how technology works and how long I've had it, I would like to spend less money and get a better performance, better machine for cheaper. So I'm looking at around that like $4,000 category, maybe a little bit higher. I would like to not do $5,000, but if they make something that's really awesome, like a 32-inch iPad-looking iMac, then maybe I would stretch a little bit, but I need to see them, and then we'll know.
Well,
but
my budget
isn't
anywhere near that much. I am perfectly content with my $2,200 iPad Pro.
I've been saving for 2 years. This is money I've always allotted. Like, this is what it is, and I just...
I've been in the market for a new Mac since 2019.
Oh, wow.
And we're almost in 2021. I was going to get the Mac Pro originally, but I didn't think it would be $50,000.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
I was going to get the... I got the 16-inch MacBook Pro, and I was like, okay, whenever they refresh this next, like with a spec boost, give it Wi-Fi 6, then I'll get that one. But then they announced the Apple Silicon transition, and I was like, well, now I don't want to buy an Intel Mac, so I got to wait till we get that. So luckily, I'm not in a rush, which is good. I don't want to be in a hurry, so I can take my time if I need to. iMac Pro, still doing great. We're coming up on the third year of it being editing 4K at 60 footage every single day. I've been very mean to it. I've done countless live streams, so much exporting. Probably about 20 minutes of 4K at 60 video exported every day.
Don't listen to the man with the red hair. He's scary. He's mean to his computers. I'll always
I feel bad
for
it. But I don't know what I'll do with it either. I'm not sure if I want to sell it or trade it in. Or I don't think I want to keep it.
You don't want to keep your iMac Pro. I thought you said you were never going to get rid of it.
I know. I changed my mind.
Okay, but good idea.
But I got to go.
That's good.
So, all right. Thank you all for listening. We will chat with you all later. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Bye. Have a great week.
Bye. Ba-ba-ba-ba.